Okay, now here's this wire force. This is on the color display.
This is number 36.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that kind of displays that you can do on this color display, which it was good for, is basically making a fireworks display. And so
again, the world at this time is still playing completely in print on paper, and MIT labs are beginning to develop this whole business of a
well, I guess in some way. Actually, this color display, as I described, was given to MIT as a hand-me-down 6 or 8 years after it had been built. From DEC. DEC had built these two things in the early PDP-1 days.
But DEC at that time was all MIT people. They roll off the door, they roll into DEC, right?
There's a lot, but I wouldn't, there were close connections, but it was a separate company, too. I mean,
But it was a very close connection.
Well, pretty close, I would say. It was close enough that they gave MIT their number three, PDP-1, for example, and then us,
I also thought they got the first one. It was number three, yeah?
Yeah, it was actually the first one, and then there was one given to BBN, or sold to BBN.
Okay.
Ours was actually the first one that was in the final configuration. If you look at the pictures of the PDP-1, the blue thing with that thing, the MIT one was the first of those.
Okay.
The two earlier ones were sort of a desktop configuration. It looked completely different, but it was the same machine. But
the Model 3 became the actual production format of the machine.
Yeah. But anyway, after...
It's like fireworks.
Yeah, that's what this is. This is fireworks on a color display. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you get to the question of what you're displaying. I think we were able to make a little bit use of it. See, this happened several years later. And this business about the PDP-10, we had a KA-10 driving this color display very likely at this time. Mm. So that was a much faster machine. That was 5 microseconds per instruction average, and it was made by using flip chips, and it had an integrated circuit. The fast accumulators of the PDP-6 of PDP-10 KA-10. Were 16 bits per chip, and so instead of being a 19-inch relay rack, the fast accumulators were about 6 inches or so of a flip chip plug-in. Mm-hmm. So beginnings of integration. The very beginnings of integration, as far as DEC was concerned. Now, all the logic was still discrete transistors, but it was sort of a second generation discrete transistor called flip chip, as opposed to the first generation discrete transistor called system modules. The system modules were in the very original days, was a module company. They weren't even a computer company. They went into business making these modules. So that had a particular mechanical format and connector and everything called system modules, and it kind of a generalization of that was used for the PDP-6. Mm. Anyway, getting back to this point here, in the days of the PDP-1, I don't know what they did with it. I mean, I was at DEC and whatever customers they had, but with the PDP-1, they had even less opportunity to do anything interesting with this color display, because not only was it incredibly slow, but they also had incredibly slow machines and so forth. Mm. We at least had a relatively faster machine.
Cycles to be able to play with the screen.
And it was completely dependent on that in order to even display a little bit of stuff. Even so, it was really just good for making pictures. But
I'm going to, let's see, maybe.